Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk some Buffalo. Our man Sal Capaccio. Real quick, got to remind you guys, Bo is hitting the bricks. Bo Morgan to Bulldog Kia of Athens, guys. That's tomorrow from noon till 2, getting ready for Monday's big game. A lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV, rolling sand, other prizes. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, tomorrow, noon to 2. Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens with 92.9 The Game. Our guest man is our dude from Western New York, Sal Capaccio. We haven't talked to Sal in a minute, brother. How you been?
Pretty good, guys. Yeah, I mean, these two teams don't face off very much, even with the extra game. It hasn't matched up. So, yeah, once every 4 years, right. Once every 8 years in each city.
And Sal, Carl is off today, so it's Abe Gordon in for Carl Dukes today. Sal does sidelines. He's a legend up there in Buffalo. First off, you get the view from up there. What do you think of the Falcons, man? What are your concerns for this game?
Yeah, I think when the schedule came out, you know, this was one of the games where Bills fans said, okay, like going down to Atlanta, this is going to be a game where you're going to have a lot of talent, obviously, on the offensive side. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, you definitely, you know, notice those guys. And then you think about a second-year quarterback with a handful of starts. Sean McDermott's defenses usually are pretty good against young quarterbacks. But I think what really has kind of stood out is what they've done on defense. I mean, I was looking at the numbers today, guys. 135 yards allowed per game against the pass. I mean, that's like historically low. Now, I know they haven't played the most world-beating of quarterbacks, but you can only play who's on your schedule, and they've done a good job there. So I think they can get after the passer. They do some nice things on that side, but really that talent they have, that individual talent, the skill positions on offense really stands out.
Yeah, I think at the start of the season, Sal, a lot of Falcons fans maybe had chalked this up as a loss, knowing what Buffalo is and could be. You play your way through the season, the Falcons are back on, and as you mentioned, the defense is ramped up. And now we see the Bills take a knock a week ago. Do you feel like the Patriots provided a game plan for the Falcons to possibly find a way to win this game?
I wouldn't say they provided a game plan. I think what happened in that game was, you know, we had seen for a few weeks that, you know, the Bills were kind of teetering a little bit on in some areas, and they finally played a team that kind of took advantage. And the Bills, I don't know if you guys know, but they had a record, an NFL record, 26 straight games they had until last week of not losing the turnover battle. That's incredible, right? I mean, like, they went 26 straight games, and then they did, and they lost it 3-1. They gave the ball away three times. The Patriots took it away once. And the Bills still only lost by 3 points. So, you know, it just goes to show you how important taking care of the football was. So, look, I think the game plan is already out in the Bills. It's not that the Patriots exposed something. In fact, the Patriots kind of went the opposite way, which is they can't run the ball very well. But teams who can run the ball, that's been the Bills' Achilles heel. And obviously the Atlanta Falcons with Robinson will be able to run the ball. They'll try to run the ball. That's been the thing that teams have been able to do against the Bills. But the Bills' pass numbers are very, very good. It's kind of one of those deals where would you rather be good against the run or good against the pass? And so far, the Bills have been very good against the pass. They haven't been as good against the run, but they've been winning games because they have an elite offense to overcome that.
Talking with our guy Sal Capaccio, guys at WGR up in Buffalo, about the Monday night's matchup. What happened? You know anything about the Keon Coleman thing? I know him from his time at FSU as a transfer. I know he missed the first series. It kind of kept it close to the vest with Sean McDermott.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what happened. I mean, generally in these cases, guys may be late to a meeting, something like that. I'm just speculating on my part, but It was one series, but this is the second time it's happened. Last year when he was a rookie, he was benched for the first quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ironically, it was a night game that week, and he scored a touchdown. Just like this week, a night game, he still scored a touchdown. But I give Keon a lot of credit. He took accountability, and when we talked with him, you know, yesterday after practice, he said he knew right away there was no reaction because he understood and it was communicated effectively. And he said, I just have to be more accountable, more mature, and be where I'm supposed to be and when I'm supposed to be there. And I think that's good growth. And I will say this, right. You know, it's a step back, I think, in that regard for a player that we've seen a lot of growth from, both on the field and off the field, I think. And everyone really sang Keon's praises all offseason and how he worked. And I think that really manifested itself over the first several weeks. But obviously a step back here, and you hope it doesn't happen again.
I know that we talked about last time we spoke with you. I think since then they had the Stephon Diggs thing with McDermott. McDermott, just from watching him on TV, and you can shed some light, he seems like he's wrapped really tight.
Yeah, listen, though, he is, as much as he is, he's a lot looser now than he used to be years ago. In fact, last year was actually one of the stories of the Bills last year was kind of the unwrapping and unloosening of Sean McDermott, to be honest with you. He was doing snow angels after a Sunday night game with Josh Allen on the field after a win against the San Francisco 49ers. He was a little bit more, you know, having fun and playful in press conferences.
Okay.
And I've talked to Sean about this, and it's no secret. I think what's happened is Sean, when he came into Buffalo, I remember he took over for Rex Ryan, right? And Rex was the ultimate just like, oh, my God, everybody do what they want, and kind of didn't really have much control, even though he, you know, was a good football coach in that regard. Sean had to kind of lay the hammer down, so to speak. And for several years, that was the case. And I think that now it's player-driven leadership on this team. And I think Sean has been able to kind of loosen up that grip a little bit and let Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard and those people take over.
Sal, I don't know if you paid attention to a lot of the talking points, both from analysts here in Atlanta, but also just from the Falcons directly, from players and coaches. And in Monday night is about stopping Josh Allen. And the question I would have in regards to, all right, it's obviously a lot easier said than done. The guy's an MVP, one of the best players, if not the best, in the entire NFL. If the Falcons are able to get a handle on Josh Allen, is this a run game with James Cook that can live on its own, or does it need the MVP quarterback to be in that 50, 60, 70 yards to help out?
Not only is it a run game that can live on its own, I think that's how the Bills win now, guys. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the numbers. The Bills are the best team in the NFL running the football with James Cook. This is not a Josh Allen-centric team, as much as people believe. It's a James Cook team. I mean, James Cook is phenomenal. He's in the running for Offensive Player of the Year. I think him and Bijan might be the two best running backs in the NFL right now, to be quite honest with you. James Cook just broke the Bills franchise record for 8 straight games of a rushing touchdown. He's now become their goal line back. This guy's incredible. He's one of the top running backs in the league. I think the Bills, looking at the numbers on the Falcons side, how good they get after the passer, I think the Bills want to run the ball in this game. I think the Bills will try to run the ball. This is not a team that just relies on Josh Allen to put on the cape anymore. That used to be the case. This is a Buffalo Bills team that has a very, very good offensive line, and they want to beat you up, and they want to run the ball, and I think that's going to be their game plan against the Falcons.
Sal Capaccio, guys, from up Buffalo, WGR sideline guy. He'll be up there. You'll see Mercedes-Benz. Say hi to Sal. We're expecting a lot of Bills Mafia, by the way. Can you give us how many folks are making the trip, man?
Thousands. Yeah. The Bills travel well. You guys know that. I mean, Bills Mafia just travels everywhere. And plus, a lot of people, they leave the colder Northeast to go to places down South. So you have people that live in Atlanta or Charlotte, or, you know, Miami, whatever, in the Southeast, are going to drive to the game. On top of that, one of the things this year is the way the schedule works, guys, there's not a lot of what we call destination cities for the Bills to play in. They play in the East Coast like the whole year. So if you want to go to a game and go to a different kind of city, it's really Atlanta, Charlotte, or Miami, which they go to every year anyway. Maybe Houston, but that's a Thursday night game. Right. So on top of all the other things about people around the country coming to the game that normally would, I think it's...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One of those cities where if you look at the schedule and say, hey, I can't go out west this year. The Bills don't play out west. So let's go to Atlanta. And that's why you're going to see some of that.
I mean, it seems like you guys, perennial, that you are what we want to be. We aspire to be that team, which is going deep in the playoffs every year. I had Dolphin tickets back in the 90s when Shula was still had his fastball. You know, Marv Levy was kicking his butt back then. But at least you knew you were in the playoffs every year. We're trying to get there. It seems like if not now, when? With Lamar Jackson knocked out of the box, with the Chiefs not passing the eye test. You know, do you feel that? Do you feel that sense like it's your time?
Listen, I think that there's always going to be the fear and worry of how good the Chiefs are and what they can be, no matter how they look. So you can look from the outside in. We have what one of our radio hosts, Jeremy White, our morning show host, calls it the fear bunker, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you see from them from the outside. There's been so many times where the Bills can't get over that hump. But I will say this, going back to the summer and even into now, it's even more pronounced. The one thing the Bills have not done in this five-year run, they've won five straight division titles. They've had a lot of success. The one thing they haven't done, they haven't had the one seed, guys. That's the goal this year. The goal is to get the one seed. The goal is to be not only at home. That matters a lot in Buffalo, as you know. It's to have that week off. The week that they've had to play, the extra week, has hurt them a lot. It's actually caused some injuries and things like that. So that's a big deal this year. And I think now that the season has started, it's even more so. This is not a schedule that's super daunting. No disrespect to Atlanta, right? But, you know, you have a division in AFC East where you're playing the Patriots twice and the Dolphins twice and the Jets twice. You think you can be successful there. Then you have the NFC South teams, which, yeah, on their own can be pretty good. But those are teams you think you can match up with, you can have success against. And then their hardest games, Baltimore, they've already beaten them at home. Philly, what they look like, that's at home. Cincy, no Joe Burrow, that's at home. Kansas City's at home. This is the year the Bills need to get the one seed.
Yeah, I think when you look at those teams in that tier, and they're all so closely matched, the deciding factor more often than not actually is who's healthiest. And it looks like the Bills are coming to town here, maybe down a couple of starters, specifically on defense. I'm looking at Matt Milano. I'm looking at Ed Oliver. Are those guys going to go? And who else might be out on defense that is providing reason for Falcons fans to be as optimistic as they are heading into Monday?
So Matt Milano's most likely, I would say, not going to play. He's considered week to week. He had a pectoral injury. He came back for one game. He re-injured it. So most likely he is out. I believe Ed Oliver will play in this game, guys. He has missed four games, but at practice today, after practice, he said he's ready. He has practiced on a limited basis all last week and this week so far. It feels like Ed Oliver is ready to rock and roll, and he's going to be suiting up for this game. Dorian Williams, Matt Milano's backup, he missed last week, but he was a full participant in today's practice. So I think they're getting him back, actually. So it feels like they're getting a little healthier on defense with some of the guys they've missed. But Matt Milano's a big loss as a weak side linebacker. A guy that you guys are familiar with down there is he played in the NFC South. Shaq Thompson, actually, he was kind of an afterthought when the Bills signed him in the offseason. He's been really good, and that's a guy that they're going to use a lot on defense in this game. And, you know, to either fill in as a weak side linebacker or use as a third linebacker. The Bills don't play a ton of base.
Right.
They play mostly nickel. But when they do, Shaq Thompson will be in there. And so they are missing a few guys, but Ed Oliver is a really, really big key piece, and I believe he's going to play in this game.
One last thing, Sal, and you know, we talk about unscouted looks. Our old coach Mike Smith said, you got to self-scout. So I hope that Zach Robinson comes up with some looks maybe, you know, Sean McDermott and his staff hasn't seen. One of the things the other night Chris Collinsworth brought up on the national broadcast is you guys don't really take James Cook down the field. because he could probably do some of the things that we do with Bijan Robinson. Is that something that maybe Joe Brady looks to improve on? Because when we talk about you're kind of the wide receiver room isn't the scariest, but why isn't Cook more of a downfield threat?
It's interesting. It hasn't been like that this year. You're right. And we're kind of wondering the same thing where last couple years they have used James in that role. He's run some wheel routes. They've gotten him down the field. Ty Johnson is a really good third down back, guys. He hasn't been as involved in the passing game. Now, this might really be more because Dalton Kincaid is starting to have a really nice year, right? And as a tight end. And maybe the matchup you think you'd get at running back, now you're getting at tight end, right? And there's only one football to go around, as you guys know. So I agree with you, and that is right, what Chris said. You'd like to see James a little bit more involved there, but they kind of don't need him to as much with Dalton Kincaid creating that matchup and the way the Bills want to run their offense. Really, James Cook, the funny thing about it is, you know, when they drafted him out of Georgia, and by the way, I talked to him in the locker room yesterday, and obviously he's really looking forward to going back and playing in Georgia and, you know, in front of those fans again. But talking to him and watching his season, his career develop, when he was drafted, he was, hey, he's going to be a third down back. He's too small to handle the load. It's been totally flipped the script. He's been decent catching the ball, but they use him. He is a workhorse now. I mean, he gets the ball all the time, and he's rewarding them with it.
Well, man, it's going to be a blast. We welcome the Buffalo fans, to a degree, coming down Monday night, Sal, man. Have a great time down here. And the throwbacks, too, which we love. We have had some success in our throwbacks, but we'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks again.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
There's Sal Capaccio, guys, from WGR in Buffalo. You'll be on the sidelines at the Benz. Hey, guys, a reminder, you like golf and you like having fun with Dukes and Bell, and who knows, maybe we'll have some party favors like we did last time from Georgia Hemp Company, talking about the Brown Grass Charity Classic. For those who don't play golf, Brown Grass, in other words, it's the fall, so the grass is no longer green. And we'll be doing it, man, Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a blast, guys. Our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing, coming up Monday the 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Got to sign up right now because we still got a few spots available. If they're going fast, go to 929thegame.com, click on the events link, but you got to get on it. The 30th annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefits a great cause, Pets for Vets, November 24th. We'll talk to our man, Steve Kuhn, and the Hawks, what some executives feel is the team that made the best moves in the offseason. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.